This message comes from Wall Street Journal sponsor C3 AI. C3 Generative AI equips enterprises with verified, traceable answers. It's secure, hallucination-free, LLM agnostic, and IP liability-free. Learn more at c3.ai. This is Enterprise AI.
Corporations could see a tax hike under a new Democratic plan. Plus, as autumn approaches, a change in expectations by some for the stock market. And a college town looks to boost its economy amid the pandemic.
Well, Amherst is really representative of the uncertainty that is being felt across the country because of the rise in cases that is tied to the Delta variant.
It's Monday, September 13th. I'm Mark Stewart with the Wall Street Journal. Here's the AM edition of What's News, the top headlines and business stories moving your world today. We begin in Washington and a potential corporate tax increase. Lawmakers expect to propose raising it to 26.5% from 21%, according to two House Democratic aides familiar with the plans. There would also be a 3 percentage point surtax on individual income above $5 million. The plans will face challenges as Democrats try to determine how far they are willing to go in reversing 2017 tax cuts, along with imposing stiffer burdens on corporations and high-income households. There could be a Ways and Means Committee vote later this week. We're exclusively reporting ViacomCBS will restructure Paramount Pictures, revamping its movie and television production unit and running them as separate entities, that's according to people familiar with the matter. As part of the new alignment, Paramount Television would focus primarily on making content for its sister cable and streaming networks. The moves come as ViacomCBS looks to prioritize Paramount Plus, the company's streaming service. In Boston, prosecutors and defense lawyers are scheduled to deliver opening statements today in the first trial tied to the Varsity Blues college admission scandal. Two parents are facing a jury on charges of fraud and bribery conspiracy. A former Wynn Resorts executive and a private equity investor are accused of working with a former college counselor to fraudulently pitch their kids as star athletes. U.S. prosecutors in Massachusetts have charged dozens of individuals in connection with the case, including Hollywood TV stars and business titans. Some have pleaded or agreed to plead guilty. And on Saturday, the nation stopped to reflect on 20 years since the 9/11 terrorist attacks. At the World Trade Center site, a memorial was held, names were read, and moments of silence were observed. Our reporter spoke with attendees, like Matthew Jarrett, who lost his sister that day.
You know, we're here, just like everyone else, I think, to celebrate their loved ones and honor them for being very courageous, you know, for what they did, either in the planes or in the towers or even on the ground.
We have a full collection of the weekend's tributes on WSJ.com. Let's turn our attention to the U.S. stock market. We've seen a record-breaking bull run this year, but now some analysts on Wall Street are starting to warn that investors could be in for a bumpy ride in the coming months and weeks. My colleague Quinton Webb is a markets editor based in Hong Kong, and he's here to talk with us about this potential shift. Hi, Quinton. Good morning.
Hi there, Mark.
Quinton, this caution is coming from analysts at firms including Citigroup and Bank of America. Is there one particular factor, one thing that's behind this?
Well, it's basically what you have just flagged. It's the very fact that the market has run up so much this year. You know, valuations are stretched. We've hit 54 record levels on the S&P 500. And that in itself seems to be giving some analysts and strategists pause for thought.
Quinton, let's talk about how the market has been performing lately. What does that possibly tell us?
Well, we've seen a bit of a kind of pullback, if you like, already, actually. Or, you know, we've seen a few down days last week. And so that kind of sign of market weakness might be the harbinger of more to come ahead.
And looking ahead, what are some indicators that investors will be focused on?
Well, one of the very big questions, of course, is the direction of Federal Reserve policy. At what point might they be ready to start tapering their bond buying? At what point might they be ready to start lifting interest rates? And so a big part of that equation in turn is what happens with inflation. And so, you know, upcoming figures, for example, consumer price data due on Tuesday, are going to be watched very closely by investors.
Much to watch indeed. Quinton Webb, have a good week. Thank you.
Thanks very much.
Just ahead, one college town looks to revive its economy as students return to campus. After the break.
This message comes from Wall Street Journal sponsor C3 AI. Insights. You need them to solve business problems, but buried in volumes of disparate data, they're seemingly invisible. C3 Generative AI enables business leaders to instantly access secure, hallucination-free, verifiable insights from a unified knowledge source, all with a natural language search. Turn the invisible into the obvious with C3 Generative AI. Learn more at c3.ai.
Amherst, Massachusetts feels alive again.
Right here, we have what is called the North Common, which leads all the way down to the South Common, which leads all the way over to Amherst College. And
that's Gabrielle Gould. She's the executive director of the Amherst Business Improvement District. Amherst is a college town, home to UMass, Hampshire College, and Amherst College. And students are back this year, and that naturally has local business owners excited. But as the Journal's Amara Amokwe learned on a recent trip, they're nervous too about the spread of the Delta variant and what possible restrictions might mean for an economic recovery. Amara is with us now. Good morning.
Good morning.
Amara, tell me, what's the sense in the town right now?
So in Amherst, particularly in downtown, where a lot of the businesses rely a lot on the colleges and the students and faculty sort of frequenting their businesses, there's a lot of excitement, but there's also a lot of caution. There's excitement because UMass Amherst, Amherst College, they are resuming fully in-person classes this fall, where they were mostly virtual last year. And so there's hope that that will bring a lot of foot traffic and increase in revenue for a lot of the businesses downtown there. But at the same time, the Delta variant is surging. We see a surge in cases across the country. And so there's also some fear that perhaps the town and the colleges could revert back to some restrictions that could then mean that the businesses suffer because students and faculty can't move around freely and do the kinds of things that really drive business. And so a prime example of a business that is feeling sort of this cautious optimism is the Black Sheep. That is a deli and cafe right there on Main Street in Amherst, in downtown Amherst. And the owner, Nick Seaman, talks a lot about how difficult the pandemic was for him. He had to close his shop twice during the pandemic because of a drop off in business. But now that the students are back, things are looking up.
Well, we had an extremely busy week last week with dorms opening and parents coming to town because all the schools opened up full force, and it's almost as busy as we get. Back to school weekend, we were really busy. It was great.
Amara, and this is different from last year at this time.
That's right, because UMass Amherst, which is the flagship campus of the UMass system in Massachusetts, they were mostly virtual last year. And so, you know, there are 13,000 students living on campus this year. Last spring, there were only about 5,000. So obviously just a lot more students there on campus who can then sort of spend their dollars, go out into town, that sort of thing. The same thing at Amherst College. Many more students living on campus this fall compared with last spring and last fall. So there's just a lot more people in the area. And then at the same time, the colleges themselves have loosened some of the restrictions on the students. So for instance, Amherst last year had its students in what they called a bubble. And that basically meant that students couldn't leave campus at all. People couldn't come on campus. Businesses couldn't like make food deliveries on campus. This school year, Amherst College has relaxed that bubble. So students are more free to go into town. They're allowing more visitors on campus, that sort of thing. So both more people in the area and also they're just more free to move around. And Nick Seaman at the Black Sheep, he talked a lot about how he can just feel how different things are this year as opposed to last year.
Last fall was very difficult and slow. because they kicked all the students off campus. There were no professors on campus, and a decent amount of my business is delivering lunches and food for receptions or meetings or whatever to UMass.
Obviously, the Delta variant creates so much uncertainty for businesses. Are they even able to think about the long haul, the long term?
Well, they are thinking about it, and they're thinking about how the Delta variant could impact that. I talked to Kishore Parmar. He's the vice president at the Pioneer Valley Hotel Group. This is a family-run business that has five hotels in the Amherst area. And he talked a lot about how business has been picking up since vaccines became widely available. So starting earlier this spring into the summer, he said he hasn't been this busy in 2 years since prior to the pandemic. But just looking at his numbers, he's already starting to see a slowdown in bookings and reservations as we head later into the fall. And I asked him what he attributes that to, and he says he's pretty sure that it's the Delta variant.
So we can't figure out, if there is another factor, we can't figure it out. And the only factor that we can think of is people's sentiment towards coronavirus, towards the variant.
Amara, you've spent a lot of time during the pandemic reporting on the broader economy. Does the experience of Amherst say anything about what's going on in the rest of the country?
Well, Amherst is really representative of the uncertainty that is being felt across the country because of the rising cases that is tied to the Delta variant. You know, when economists were forecasting earlier this year, they were saying the fall could really be a turnaround in the economic recovery for a lot of different reasons, right? They expected that, for instance, parents' childcare concerns would be eased because of the reopening of schools in the fall. We expected the labor market to pick up as more people became vaccinated. But now the Delta variant is sort of threatening all these various pieces that were expected to fuel the economy higher come this fall. And we're seeing that again in Amherst. You know, the fear is that if there are widespread restrictions again, or if the students have to go back into lockdown, that could really send a lot of these businesses back to sort of the desperate place that they were in last school year. And we're already seeing in the economy signs that the Delta variant is having an impact. You know, if you look at the last jobs report, the jobs report for August, we saw a sharp slowdown in hiring compared to earlier this summer. We saw industries like the leisure and hospitality industry added no jobs in August. And economists say that is directly tied to the Delta variant surge. And so it's just really indicative of how if the Delta variant isn't brought under control, that could really inject some speed bumps into this economic recovery that we're on.
Amara Amokwe is an economics reporter at the Journal. Thank you.
Thank you.
And finally, once a plastic surgery taboo, men's facelifts are now trendy. From C-suite executives to Hollywood stars, men are increasingly going under the knife. Statistics from the American Society of Plastic Surgeons show a 19% uptick in facelifts for men between 2000 and 2020, notwithstanding a dip in the last 2 years, partially due to COVID. At the high end, a facelift can exceed $125,000. Men are doing it for a number of reasons, including hoping to avoid being aged out of the workforce and demands of social media platforms. And that's what's news for Monday. We'll be back tonight with a new show. Until then, stay in touch with us on WSJ.com and the Journal app. I'm Mark Stewart for the Wall Street Journal. Have a productive week, and thanks for listening.
This message comes from Wall Street Journal sponsor C3 AI. C3 Generative AI equips enterprises with verified, traceable answers. It's secure, hallucination-free, LLM agnostic, and IP liability-free. Learn more at c3.ai. This is Enterprise AI.